You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
Not for Lamar Jackson, because last night was the best game of Lamar Jackson's career. I said it. Chris Carlin, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, also on Sirius XM channel 888-SAY-ESPN. That, my friends, is the way to be a part of the ESPN Radio Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is back, and so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. I spent the last couple of days of last week discussing just how badly I wanted Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes to be the next Brady and Manning. And last night, Lamar Jackson did his part to get into the conversation. He had been 0-3 against him, against Patrick Mahomes so far in his career, and his numbers across the board had been pedestrian. And you watch last night's game, and they come out, and he throws two picks. You think, oh boy, this is going to be an absolutely brutal night. But it was the best night of Lamar Jackson's career. And the reason is, all of that went into the rearview mirror quickly, and he played a brilliant, brilliant game the rest of the way. Rushes for over 100 yards, makes big plays passing the ball when he needed to. No, he's not Patrick Mahomes throwing the football, but he does what he needs to do. And the most important part of it all, when he needed to the most, this was an MVP-level performance to put together a drive of 14 plays to put your team in the lead for good. And yes, Clyde Edwards-Helaire coughed up the football. Good for him. What I know is, after that 14-play drive, John Harbaugh, the Ravens head coach, did what so many more head coaches should do. He took the chance and put the ball in his quarterback's hands and literally asked him if on a fourth down and two from their own 42, 43-yard line, Lamar, do you want to go for it? Do you want to go? Let's go. Lamar went, wrap it up, and the Ravens beat the Chiefs. Absolutely phenomenal from pillar to post. Here's John Harbaugh on that decision.
Saying to Lamar, do you want to go for this? Was there ever any doubt?
No, there wasn't, but I wanted to be sure myself, you know? I knew he was going to say yes, but we were going for it at that point.
Would there have been a doubt if it was any other player or quarterback? If you didn't have Lamar?
Well, Mahomes, I bet they're going for it too with Patrick Mahomes. How about that?
Yeah, but you don't have Patrick Mahomes, and you love Lamar Jackson, and you went for it with Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh. You deserve all the credit in the world for that. It's immense trust to show in your quarterback, and why not? The guy's won an MVP, and yet somehow there is still some debate in this country about whether or not he's going to be an elite-level quarterback or should get that big-time contract or is ever going to lead a team to winning a Super Bowl. Last night was an indication that everybody in that organization, especially the head coach, believes in what Lamar Jackson's about. And the most important thing of all is that Lamar Jackson believes in what he is about. I could not have been more impressed with that second half. And that is what makes it the best game of his career. I don't care about what any other statistic says. What I know is, when he needed to get it done against the team that he hasn't gotten it done against, he made it happen, Captain. And that is what makes it the number one game of his career. And it is time now for even more Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. If you could even believe it, Lamar said after the game, it felt good to get that monkey off our back. But guess what? We're on to Detroit now. We didn't win the Super Bowl. It's one game. Time to move on. That's what a leader does. And for the Chiefs, they fall to 1-1. Goodbye, 20-0. That was the Patrick Mahomes wish this past offseason. Put that at the forefront, and that is out the gate so quickly that you can't even remotely think about it again until next year. The Chiefs do not hold at least a share of the AFC West lead for the first time since the conclusion of Week 16 in 2012. That's 5 years ago, people. 5 years ago. Next, I'm going to eat a little crow because the Cowboys got it done. Give them an immense amount of credit for the way they got it done, shorthanded on defense, forcing big turnovers. What a performance on the road against the Chargers, who, look, I thought the Cowboys were going to have to score at least 30 to win that game, but their defense did more than enough against a potent offensive team. They deserve so much credit for going on the road and finding a way to win that game. That is not an easy game to win, except for the fact that it was a home game, but it wasn't. It was in LA, but the Rams fans decided, you know what? It's a good week to make a profit. And they sold off those tickets so quickly. Excuse me, the Chargers fans decided it was the week to sell off those tickets and make a profit. Oh, my Lord. Wow. L.A., can you show up for the Chargers a little bit? They moved north for you, and you're out there. You can't get enough cash off of StubHub and all the secondary markets. Wow. Because you know the Cowboy fans will pay for it. And at the end of the game, our own Raj Groves was there. Raj, was that like being at AT&T Stadium, or was that like being at SoFi Stadium?
I tell you, so I had to smack myself. I thought I had to get a plane after the flight because it felt like we were in Dallas, man. I mean, and before I was telling you, you know, it was outside 8 out of every 10 jersey where it was a Cowboy fan. You almost, you know, it felt weird just to see a Charger fan there. But they tried to make some noise, but in the end, it was just all Dallas. It was incredible.
The home team crowd tried to make some noise, but just completely got drowned out. So that certainly helped, the fact that it wasn't really a true road game. But nonetheless, they beat a very good team, and Dak Prescott believes they are getting there. Here's the Cowboys quarterback.
We talked about all week long, wanting to finish. Wanting to finish each drive, wanting to finish the game, wanting to necessarily take it out of the defense hand. Obviously, going back to last week, we could have finished in the red zone with the touchdowns, and we could have finished that game last week with the touchdown, right, not settling for a field goal. So we put that on us this week and got the chance to go out there and do that with, 3 minutes or so or something like that on the clock. And so it was just important just to relay that message, you know what I mean, and bring the guys back up and focus in on that, and we did. I mean, as I said last week, right, we're going to have to go out there and have to score a bunch to win some games, and then there's going to be some games like this one, and I think it showed tonight. Defense did a great job, turnovers, big turnover down there in the red zone when it was needed, and then we were able to come back out, go get three. It's just important to play off of one another. When one team makes a big play, the other unit has to come on there and do a good job of picking up their back and picking up and taking advantage of them making that big play, right? And so that's what complimentary football is about. That's how you win games. That's how you become a championship team and be the team that we want to be.
And look, I wouldn't say looked like a championship team, but they won a tough game in theory away from home. In theory. But I did not expect the Cowboys to go away from Texas and win that game. Credit to them, they did. That's Straight Talk Wireless, brought to you by Straight Talk. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. What about the Raiders? I can't say enough about what the Raiders have done. They, on a short week, went across the country and hung 26 on the Steelers, and Derek Carr just continues to light it up. His first two games have been absolutely fantastic. Over 400 yards last week and 382 this week. And there are some fundamental flaws with the Pittsburgh Steelers that the Raiders were able to take advantage of. First of all, did anybody notice the Raiders actually played good defense? I want you to hear that sentence again. just so you know, I didn't misspeak. I've misspoken about four times already. I want you to know that the Raiders actually played some good defense. I'm not lying. Under John Gruden, that has never happened, but they did. And they were able to do it because of some of those fundamental flaws. Number one is that Pittsburgh offensive line. I tried to tell you before the beginning of the year that this was going to be a problem. And it is. And now you have teams that are figuring out how to get pressure on the Steelers and not having to send everybody. And Ben Roethlisberger is the other problem because he still thinks at times that he is 27-year-old Ben who can move around the pocket, hold on to the football forever, and throw it late and make a play. He's not that guy. I don't care if he lost 50 pounds in the offseason. He can't run around and do it. And what happens? He gets hit in some big spots, and they're unable to make big plays down the field. And then there's T.J. Watt out with a groin injury, and Deontay Johnson out with a knee injury, and Tyson Alualu, who is out for an extended time with an ankle injury. These are major injuries for the Steelers. T.J. Watt is obvious, but the other guys, Deontay Johnson is an incredibly important part of their passing game, to say the least, out of their receivers. Amazing. Amazing to me that the Raiders are 2-0, and they are 2-0 by going into Pittsburgh and upsetting the Steelers. Keyshawn Johnson, he has been at the forefront of this on Derek Carr, and he says not just since last week, he has not gotten the respect he's deserved in a while.
If you watch football and you pay attention, you know who's good and who's not based on watching the damn games. But what happens is people just, they follow the little tweets, the newspaper articles, they follow that stuff. And they go, oh, well, they said that the coach doesn't really like him. John Gruden's never said, ever since he's been there, he didn't like Carr. He never said that. So that was one of those things where people just automatically assume John didn't like Carr, so therefore Carr wasn't any good. So that narrative kept going. So no matter what he would do, he was always behind the eight ball, Jay.
Well, turns out if you're John Gruden, you should like Derek Carr, because Derek Carr was absolutely terrific again, and he is starting to look like, and again, not misspeaking here, elite level quarterback. That's how he has played through 2 weeks. Elite level quarterback. Meanwhile, Ben Roethlisberger, who doesn't seem to realize it's over, well, at the very least, wanted to apologize to the fans.
Right now, my play is just not good enough. If I play better, we have a chance to win the football game. And so that loss, I'll take that. I apologize to the fans for that home opener. They were awesome. And it's disappointing that we didn't get that.
Yeah, thanks. Makes everybody feel a whole lot better that you apologize for it. But understand that you are not the same guy that you were years ago. So you need to alter your game if you're going to try to win this season. That's what infuriates me to watch. Okay, I'm a Steelers fan. Yes. But it infuriates me to watch football where a player thinks he can do the same things that he used to. He can't, and you have to adjust. Tom Brady, he can do the same things that he used to. He's always been able to do the same things that he used to. I don't get it. Does age not apply? Is this cocoon? Is this Benjamin Button? Like, what is it with him? I don't know what it is. 5 touchdown passes yesterday in Tampa's 48-25 win. He's got 9 through 2 games. That's the best he's ever done through 2 games. He's 44. Last week, he's saying, I'm going to play till I'm 50, or I could play till I'm 50. Wow. It is amazing to watch what he is doing right now. I don't even have words to describe it. It's just gotten utterly ridiculous what Brady has become. And now, you know, we talked about the possibility during the offseason of the Chiefs going 16-0, or 17-0 and then going undefeated in the postseason. Well, now an undefeated season, I fully believe, is at the very least on the table for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know who's not going to have an undefeated season? The New York Jets. They're already 0-2, and Zach Wilson, welcome to the NFL. In the most trite phrase I could come up with in the moment, welcome to the NFL. 4 interceptions against Bill Belichick yesterday. Honestly, was there an over-under? I didn't look at Caesars for this specific number, and I kicked myself for it. There are sometimes that things just smack you right in the face, and you still don't pay attention. Like, I needed somebody to put on some sort of a puppet show for me to say, hey, you know what's going to happen today? Zach Wilson's going to throw a lot of interceptions against Bill Belichick. And somehow, I did not grasp that fact. It proves, yes, I'm an idiot at times, but it also proves that you have to pay attention to the signs when they come your way. There are givens in life. One of those givens is death. Another of those givens is taxes. The third is Belichick against a rookie quarterback. Holy cow, pay attention, fat man. Pay attention. You should have known better, because if there was an over-under and it was 3 interceptions for Zach Wilson yesterday, I would have jumped on the under, and I wouldn't even be here today because I would have had enough money to just walk away from the whole thing. Zach Wilson's a really, really talented young quarterback. Understand this. That is a situation that he's going to have to deal with from just a preparation standpoint. That will be a massive learning experience for him. Massive. It will put him into a much better place down the line. You needed to go through something like that. It's all good that that's the case. Understand that Zach Wilson is on a not very good football team. He didn't get a lot of help. He was fundamentally off yesterday, throwing the ball off his back foot 3/4 of the time, and just looked completely rattled. Now, somebody from Boston, being a Weisenheimer, because that's the only word I can use right here, decided to ask him if he was, quote, seeing ghosts. No, he was not seeing ghosts. What he was seeing was a defense that was mixing it up and changing up coverages and making it difficult for him. And you know a quarterback is thoroughly confused when he throws it to an area where there are 2 receivers and 4 defenders. And that's what happened not once, not twice, really 3 times in the game yesterday. And so, as a result, the Patriots walk 25-6. Rex Ryan believes maybe Zach Wilson is asked to do just a little bit too much right now.
It just bothers me when everything is placed on him. You got coaches in here, you're going to make this guy pretend that it's a, you know, he's a 10-year vet. Then that's on you. Anytime you have a performance like this by anybody, but you got to start looking in the mirror first as a coach. What are you asking this guy to do? And then the other thing is, you know, yeah, the kid made some mistakes, clearly. But as a coach, you start with yourself first.
Rex would know. He had great success with a rookie/second-year quarterback in Mark Sanchez. Yeah, got away from him after that, but they made 2 straight championship games with Mark Sanchez as their quarterback. Why? Because they didn't ask him to do too much, and they had a much better running game than the Jets have right now. The game is different, but you still need to give a kid a chance. And then lastly, guys, there are more than enough candidates for MVP, but if you're not jumping on Matt Stafford, once again, can't help you. Went on the road, got the win against Indianapolis, another excellent performance, did throw an interception in the game, but Stafford fits like a glove with the Rams. And the Rams are going places, people. You know who else is going places? The Arizona Cardinals. And I can't believe I'm saying that, the other candidate to win an MVP right now through two games, Kyler Murray. He has been absolutely outstanding through two games so far this year. He has been something to watch. And do not forget about the name Rondale Moore, the rookie from Purdue, who made his presence felt yesterday. He is somebody that we have heard an awful lot about through training camp. The Cardinals are loaded at receiver. Loaded. There it is. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. Get on board right now. Was it the best game of Lamar Jackson's career? Does it really count as a road game if you have 75% Cowboy fans? Is that really a road win? We get to all of that. We get to the ridiculousness that is Tom Brady. It is all on the docket for you, and we've got so much more to get to, including who is your MVP at the moment. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, and guests, join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Coming up, is the Andy Dalton era over in Chicago? 5G is here, but the big carriers, they want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get in on the action. Not anymore, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with plans starting at just $35 a month with no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. Is it Justin Fields' time in Chicago? Next on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
From the NFL.
Tennessee's problem is not Ryan Tannehill or their offense. Their problem is clearly their defense.
To college.
It wasn't a problem for the SEC to get two more teams.
Football lives here. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Every weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2. Bart and Han.
Gonna be bumpy. It's gonna be bumpy. But understand what this is. It's Justin Fields taking over as he eventually should be anyway. And it may be coming sooner rather than later because of injury. Chris Carlin, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. So here's some good comedy. Matt Nagy was asked about the quarterback situation earlier today at the Bears Monday news conference, as you knew that he would after the Bears did win yesterday 20-17 over the Bengals. But, of course, you saw Andy Dalton get hurt. Turns out it is just a bone bruise for Andy Dalton, no major damage. As for Fields and Dalton and who's going to start, well, that query was posed to the Bears head coach.
If Andy's healthy, is he your starter?
If Andy is healthy, is he your starter? That's something that I'm not going to get into with scheme.
That's not scheme.
Of course it is. That's 100% scheme, Brad. That's 100% scheme.
That's 100% scheme, Brad. Come on. You got to know better, Brad. Come on. Please. Minutes later, as you just heard Christine talk about during the update, the Bears had a PR rep come into the room to say that Andy Dalton is the starter if he is healthy. Oh, my God. Can you just get it right? It's not that hard. It doesn't have to be. I'm not giving away any information because it's scheme. It's not scheme. It's scheme when you're talking about packages and different things that you want to do with Justin Fields if you want to run separate packages for him. When you say Andy Dalton is your starting quarterback and that's what you're going to roll with, that is not scheme. That is just the leader of the football team being announced as the starter or one of the supposed leaders of the team. The problem you run into here is that when the players on the team understand which of the quarterbacks gives them the best chance to win, and he's not playing, they're going to tune you out as the head coach. Look, this is something that needs to be done. Okay? I would have felt better, and still will feel better, if it's three or four games in, because with the 6 of 13 for 60 yards and a pick yesterday, you saw why Justin Fields still isn't quite there yet to step in and be great right away. But sitting on the sideline is not the worst thing in the world when that's the case. Meanwhile, though, the injury, it may give a chance to do something that needs to be done anyway. So says Ryan Clark this morning, our ESPN NFL analyst on Greeny.
Should have been Justin Fields 2 weeks ago. And now we've gotten to a point where God has done what God normally does, which is protect babies and fools, right? And Matt Nagy has been a fool, and it's okay, right? Matt Nagy wanted to do this a certain way. Well, now circumstances have worked it out, so now you don't have to make a decision. You don't have to pull Andy Dalton. You can keep the promise that you gave him in the offseason, and now Justin Fields, who is going to make mistakes, right? We saw the interception. He's going to make mistakes, but he's going to make plays, too. And he's going to make plays that you can't coach. He's going to be the things that you wanted Mitchell Trubisky to be for you that he couldn't. And I think Justin Fields can do that. And the one thing I left yesterday or when I watched the film was, you know what? Dude is fearless, right? There isn't a throw that he doesn't believe he can't make, because he can make them all.
Yeah, he can make them all. And we've seen him make them all on the college level. The tricky part about that is the continued learning experience that will come with it, that in the NFL, your arm strength and pinpoint accuracy is not always enough. When you think that you can fit it into tight windows that you can't late in plays, because ground is going to be made up by faster defensive backs, he's going to go through his bumpy road. That's just what it is. But if this is the case now where it's going to get him some playing time, then you're in good shape. I honestly believe Fields is going to be a star in the league. It's not going to be right away. He is somebody that needs to sit and watch a little bit. And when he gets chances, in other words, Dalton, if he's not healthy this week and he can't go, and you go with Fields, it gives him an opportunity to go in there, to try to make some plays, to learn from reps. And if he continues to play well and gives you a better chance to win, well, then you'll have your problem. But he's 100% right. If he can't go out there and play, Dalton, that is, then you're not breaking any promise. By the way, God hasn't necessarily looked out for me if his job is to look out for fools. Scott in Michigan is up next on the call-in line. That's the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Scott, what's going on? You're on ESPN Radio.
Well, Lions has been one of my teams that I've loved ever since I was a young kid, with the Raiders being the number one, Lions number two. Everybody kept telling me that I was wrong about Stafford, where I kept saying Stafford is easily the top 10, if not top 5 quarterback. A couple questions. Number one, you think the Lions fans are now starting to see this and starting to eat their words? You think Stafford is now starting to prove everybody how good he really is and that he is a true MVP candidate? And am I correct in saying that the Rams were probably the number one threat to the Buccaneers going to the Super Bowl, and it's the Rams and the Buccaneers as 1 and 2 for the Super Bowl and not the Packers, because I don't think the Packers could handle the Rams' defense?
Number one, you're correct. He is absolutely the MVP candidate that you thought he was, and the reason he never was close to being that guy in Detroit or leading them anywhere is because the franchise. It's because the Lions gonna lion, and that's what they have done over the years. And I have fully believed that the Rams are absolutely the biggest challenge for the Buccaneers when it comes to going to the Super Bowl. There are some other good ones. The entire NFC West is pretty damn good, to tell you the truth. But yeah, you're right. I think the Rams are better than the Packers. Packers will get a chance tonight to get right against the Lions, but I think the Rams are absolutely better than the Packers. You know what, my friends? If there's a game somebody's betting on it, So you got to stream season two of Better Days, the Mike Greenberg-hosted series that brings the true stories of unforgettable gambling adventures to life. All episodes are now streaming only on ESPN+. Up next, is it possible that Urban Meyer is in over his head? Say what? That's next. ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They're going to help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We're getting urban next on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
This is ESPN Radio.
It is time for some Say What? Again, once a show, that's all you're getting. Chris Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, also on Sirius XM Channel 80, and of course, on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN Radio. Raj Grobes is the host of Say What, and he has this Monday edition ready to go. Have at it.
That's right, Chris. Now, you teased it. Let's hear from our friend Urban Meyer, the Jags head coach.
Out-coached. Oh, I don't know if we're going to out-coached. Oh, we lost a game. That's a good question. I've been asked that question before. We lost a game.
Trevor mentioned that the team doesn't feel like it's a talent issue, but now at 0-2, does that make it a coaching issue?
It's an us issue. We got to make some plays. We have to do a lot of things better as a team. And that includes, when I say team, it's always us. You know, the one thing I'll never do is take a player and do that or a coach and do that. But do we have to get better? We're 0-2. You made that point. And we have to do we. When I say we, I'm talking about the whole team has to do a lot of better things.
Well, Chris, it's only 2 weeks, but I got to know, is Urban Meyer getting out-coached at the NFL level?
Absurd to even suggest that that's happening. Can I ask a quick question? Does everybody all of a sudden have amnesia? Did the Jaguars go 1-15 last year? And now it's Urban Meyer getting outcoached? I mean, you can make changes, but there are only so many changes you can make in 1 year to go from 1-15 and you're starting 0-2 and now you're getting outcoached. How quick is everybody to run him out of the league? I'll tell you what, Urban Meyer can coach my football team any day of the week. Okay. I don't care if it's high school, college, or the NFL.
All right. Go ahead. Urban Meyer's fan, but I like it. Hey, hunters in Michigan claim to have seen two Bigfoot creatures fighting in the woods. Hopefully they were fighting. But, Chris, you believe in Bigfoot?
Listen, I've been asked this many times. And why wouldn't you come to me with that question? Of course I believe in Bigfoot. Bigfoot absolutely exists. And if there's one Bigfoot, why wouldn't there be two Bigfoot, or Big Feet, as it were? And if that's the case, is there just a nation of Bigfoots or Big Feet living all over the Michigan forest? Now, would I settle in Michigan if I were Bigfoot? I don't know that I would. I don't know. Bigfoot to me feels like it would be more kind of a Siberia type thing as opposed to Michigan. I don't know. You're really trying to lay low. You want your anonymity if you're Bigfoot because you still like that mystery that people don't know whether or not they should believe in you. Also, let me ask this question. Yep. How many bears were in the two hunters that saw them?
Gotcha. All right, that's a good point. But I never heard the theory there was a Bigfoot community. I like that.
Yeah, I believe there is. But Raj, I will say this. The greatest thing I have ever seen was when I was down in Mississippi 1 year, and I saw there were specific hunting cans of Busch beer that were orange with camouflage on them. So you're going out hunting. You can bring your Busch beer, and you won't get shot, but it's still got the camo.
Yeah, can't let Bigfoot see the beer. Hey,
I feel safe.
Alabama LeBron, to you? Alabama look vulnerable to you?
Let's not get crazy. They usually have one of these games. And Nick Saban, you know what this is? This is Nick Saban's reason to kick their tails for a week. You know, my guess is there's nothing that he loves better after the fact than to not win in absolutely convincing fashion against a good football team so he can show his own team that they're not nearly as good as they think they are. The only alarming part of that to me is the fact that they gave up 250 yards rushing in the game. That would concern me if I were them.
All right. I hear you. Hey, and you alluded to this a little bit earlier, but hey, it's time to put Kyler Murray in the MVP conversation.
Yes. Through 2 weeks, Kyler Murray, I think you could argue, is the MVP of the league through 2 weeks because he's been fantastic. How about this? I went and looked. The number of Caesars on Kyler Murray from yesterday before the game for MVP to today dropped from somewhere around 18 plus 1,800, 18 to 1, down to 5 to 1.
Wow.
That quickly. So people trying to get in and get value, I don't know who those people are. I don't know. I mean, why would somebody be looking before the games yesterday and looking today unless they were looking for value? Yes, that could be me looking for value. That could be Raj.
Yes, it could be. But let me go back in terms of looking for value. Bubba, I got to get your opinion on Bigfoot. You believe in Bigfoot, man? Let's circle back to that.
I'm not really a big Bigfoot guy. I just feel like I think we would have got a good shot of him at this point. All we hear are these random sightings, but we've yet to get a picture. I feel like if he's out there, we'd have a picture by now.
Would you want him to have a press conference or something? What do you want from Bigfoot?
Oh, no person has ever gotten a picture. They just, I saw him, but no person has ever got a picture.
There's pictures, videos too. Look it up.
Yeah, and they're all fake and ridiculous.
People believe in a lot of things that are fake and ridiculous. Say What is brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life on ESPN Radio.